Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So we have a bit of a controversy we have to get to here. Chris from Pensauken called yesterday, accused Buzz of essentially putting him on hold and just leaving him there, and never putting him up, said that he was an unpolished turd or a polished turd, something
yeah,
like that.
Polished turd.
Polished turd. Yeah. Buzz has denied the allegations, but here we have Chris from Pensauken. So, Chris, I just want you to address Buzz instead of me. Buzz denies the claims.
Nah, hey, I'm all good, Spike. What's up? What's up, CDL? That's you. That's you, Mike. CDL.
Oh, what's his name for?
Cool de la, man. You just know how to flow, man. You're like, how old are you now?
51.
51.
Yes.
From Cincinnati. Singing Creed of 5'7". Dude, if I ever wanted to fox, back in the day, because I told you I'm a little older now, but when I used to get in trouble a little bit at times growing up in Philly, you'd be the first dude I call, bro.
Oh, appreciate it.
Questions, man, because I'd be like, yo, we're going to do this, and you'd know what you'd say. You go, which car are we taking? That's the kind of guy you are, man.
Chris, I'm not letting you.
Certainly when I was younger, I would have, for sure.
Oh, yeah, you were probably a problem in Cincinnati, man. They were all complaining about
this. That's true. Ike.
Now, Chris, far be it from me to stop, and we all love Ike. But you obliterated. Hold on, Chris. You obliterated Buzz yesterday.
Oh, no.
And Buzz is here.
Heartfelt feelings, man. I didn't obliterate. I don't obliterate. I'm too old to obliterate.
You did, but you said that he left you on hold. He's denying this, and you're not even addressing Buzz.
Here's the situation.
Yeah.
Here's the situation.
Yeah.
I can be aggressive at times because that's just how I grew up. And it's like Pensauken. They're like, oh, I live here now, man. I'm born and raised in Richmond, Allegheny, Port Richmond, with three brothers in a row home and a single bedroom and two bedroom house. So, like, I had to fight for everything I had. So, like, I have no nonsense. I have no time for nonsense and half-assed people because I'm aggressive and I'm hot. People think, you know, it's cocky. It's just confidence. I do pretty good in life. You know, you guys know what I do. So, like, I don't have time for hold and put it on pause and all that other stuff. I call up. If I get in, I get in. If I don't, I hang up the phone and I go make money or I exercise. So, like, I'm not one of those dudes, but it always seemed every time I got him, it would go on. He'd either, now he's right where you just put it on and you just put it on hold and you don't come to him, but then he would never come back to me. But then I figured out, and this is no disrespect to him, Spike. I like your dad. He's a great guy. But it was now that I'm putting pieces together. Buzz said sometimes when you call, it comes up blocked. Well, me and your dad always had tit for tat. Like we were professional, not professional, but adults going at it. But then sometimes he would go a little overboard. I don't care about like his sayings and stuff like
Chris,
that.
Chris, what are we talking about here? He can't. He doesn't know how. He just barely knows how to operate his
cell phone.
much less block people on the WIP phone system. That's not happening.
I don't know how it happened. I fix machines for a living, man. I own laundromats. I don't even have a laptop, dude. All I know is your dad said something crazy one night. Jack was there. You can ask him. And then he called me a dumb buffoon idiot. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm a grown-ass man. I'll come down there and break your chest. Nobody's calling me an idiot.
Well, we're not doing
I don't call
that.
Anybody, right. I don't call anybody that
you also,
like that.
We also don't threaten people to hurt them on the air. That ain't cool either, Chris.
Oh, I know. But you know what I mean? Like I said, if you're going to give it, you better
No, you can call somebody a buffoon without saying that you're going to come to the radio station.
No, he called me a dumb-ass idiot.
Yes, and that is different than saying that I'm going to come
to... not my neighborhood.
All right.
Not nice neighborhood growing up. No,
Chris,
sorry.
Chris. me and you here, buddy. Chris, hang on a second. I'm glad
you,
that,
man.
Chris, you grew up in a tough neighborhood. I respect you. There is a big difference between a sports talk radio host saying that you're an idiot and you saying you're going to come to the radio station and crack his chest open. I'm telling you, as an adult, no matter where we grew up, those are not the same thing. So if he had a problem with you saying that you were going to physically assault him because he called you an idiot, then you were in the wrong and he was in the right. All that said, he does not have the ability to block your phone number. And for somebody who's very tough, and you had a lot to say about Buzz yesterday, with Buzz right here.
Now I'm here.
You're backing off. You're backing off because you,
Chris,
you, for somebody who has a big problem with somebody saying something, calling somebody a name, called Buzz a lot of names yesterday, including a turd, and he's right here, and you're not even saying a word about it.
Spud, can you let me talk? What? He's the one who said, Chris, when you ask him right there, he's there. He said, Chris, when you call in, it comes up blocked. He's the one who told me. I didn't even know that until I just called. Ask him.
Yes, he has a block number in the system that has existed since before I even worked here. I don't know why.
I didn't know what that is. What are you talking about? I don't know any of that. He's the one who just told me that.
What does that have to do with him putting you on hold and leaving you there?
He said when it was blocked, he would pick up the phone and it would just leave it there.
Okay.
That's what it was said. I didn't say it. Buzz said it. Ask him. He's right next to you. He works with you, man. I don't work with you.
Chris, you're out of line today. You're out of line yesterday.
You're the one who told me to call.
I told you to call, and you called up, and you were out of line.
Spike, I'm exercise. I hear Chris from Pennsylvania can call. So what I do, I call up, and then you don't like what I say. Well, I don't know. Last time I checked. This is what this country was made of, opinions, and what people say.
So the country's made of an opinion. Last thing, Chris. Country's made of opinion, but if somebody gives an opinion, you call up and you say that you're going to crack their chest open? That's what the country's made of? Country's not
what?
Made of people assaulting each other.
That was with your dad.
It doesn't matter, Chris. The country's not made. Chris, you're going on hold. You're going on hold if you can behave yourself. The country is not made. Yes, we can say whatever we want without fear of being physically assaulted because of it. And if you want to call up and act how tough you are all the time and talk about that you're going to beat people up because you don't like what they say, then this isn't for you. If you can't handle being on hold for a little while, if you can't handle being called a name, if you can't handle an argument, then this ain't for you, brother. This ain't for you. So if you can handle that, then you can be a caller. And by the way, there's a lot of tough talk yesterday, and I'll repeat it. Buzz is here again today, and you didn't have any of that tough talk. So for a guy who talks real tough, you backed right off. You backed right off. You spent 3 minutes obliterating Buzz yesterday. I said he's right here, and you spent the first 90 seconds complimenting Ike because you were scared of talking to Buzz. So big tough Chris didn't even want to talk to Buzz. After he'd been called out, didn't even want to talk to him.
Hey Spike, first off, I'm not scared of anybody.
Yeah.
Never was. I'm put it this way. I'm not even scared of dying. I'm only petrified not to see my kids grow up, number one.
Congrats.
Number two. Now, if I came up and started going at it with Buzz, you'd say, Chris, you can't say that. So I acted like an adult, and then you nitpick with your little nuances where Spike's going to, like, it's Spike's rules, and everybody, dude, I don't care.
There's no rules, brother. You, again, Chris.
I was on hold for 2.5 hours yesterday. I didn't say nothing about being
Chris,
on hold. What are you
Chris,
talking about?
Chris, again. You obliterated Buzz on the air yesterday. Buzz is here. Buzz is here. And I gave you the opportunity to confront him about it, and you decided to kiss Ike's ass instead.
First off, I don't kiss anybody's ass. Okay. Spike, we'll leave it this. We'll agree to disagree. I can guarantee you, my man, guarantee you, because callers do know me, they grow up and say, oh, you were on the front of the tour. I can guarantee you, ask them if they know me. I never kiss anybody's ass, and I sure ain't scared of nobody, brother.
Okay.
I guarantee that.
Okay.
Guarantee it.
All right.
I believe you, Chris. You know I love you, brother.
I love you.
Because I'm not from Darby or Douglas. I'm from the hood, dude. I made myself.
You're the toughest.
Okay?
Yeah, I actually just saw a list in the Inquirer. You are the toughest. You were ranked as the toughest.
First off, I never said I was the toughest.
No. There was a ranking. I don't know if you saw it. It was like top 10 toughest guys in the whole world, and you were there at number one. Yeah, everyone voted on it.
You're the top 10 of being a little turd.
Now somebody else is the turd, huh?
Hey, like I said, we can do anything.
God bless. God bless you and your family, Chris. God bless.
God.
Wow.
Chris can't handle it, so he wants to beat me up. He's going to beat my ass. Well, I know he can. He's ranked as number one toughest guy in America.
Guy grew up in the hood. He's scared of a kid from the main line?
Oh, Buzz. Sorry for bringing you into that.
He did start. He did deflect that call pretty hard.
Yes. I was like, Buzz is right here.
He's like,
oh,
you know,
no,
Ike is the best, man.
Yeah.
Nothing against Ike.
No.
I just don't know what I deserve to be called a turd. Today, it's 180.
Yes. I just wanted to give him the opportunity. I wanted you guys to hash this out.
I'm trying to get Buzz to jump in there.
Yes. I was trying to be a peacemaker.
It's a one-sided rivalry.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I hate Buzz. I'm like, I got nothing against you. He's like, all right, never mind.
Yeah.
What a fight. He threw one punch and that was it.
Well, he might show up at the radio station, crack my chest open. You never know.
Can I get a bodyguard going out here tonight?
Well, I think I'm probably in more danger than you are.
Okay. I'll walk you to the car.
Right, sounds right. Good.
But if there's any weapons, I'm running.
Yeah. We're both running. Trust me. Buzz is going to get...
Oh, man.
But we have a special guest. Actually, Buzz is going to call our special guest. I just thought it was going to be fun with Chris. And,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. Chris is saying my dad blocked him on the W. Can you imagine my dad logging into
He can barely work Twitter, man.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
He's got a giant font. How's he logging into the station computer? Holy moly. So.
That was interesting.
Yeah. The show, man. He signs off with it. He's going to beat my ass.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. We got to be able to argue with each other without threatening.
Without physically threatening.
Threatening to beat each other up. Come on, man. Sean Landetta joins us. Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to hear your voice. And
you as well.
So great to speak with my former teammate who I love, Mr. Ike Reese. I hope he and his family are doing well.
Doing great, Sean. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm. So, Sean, we just wanted to get some confirmation. Freddie Mitchell was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that you and John Ritchie were often in the sauna together. But Freddie Mitchell mentioned that, how do I put this, that you would groom your under regions in the sauna.
Now, my first thing is, you want to call me during prime time radio in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And talk to me about something like that? Are you kidding me?
Well, I just want to...
Number two, I know this is TMZ radio, and I like Freddie, you know, good teammate and all, but what he said was absolutely false. I totally denied being in the sauna with John Ritchie. That never happened.
Oh, wow.
Now,
okay.
Now, may there have been a time where I was by myself and maybe had to shave a little bit? Okay. That's something maybe that goes on privately in a locker room. And there is a saying in the NFL that's supposed to go, what you see here and what you say here stays here and never leaves here. But obviously, Freddie must have wanted to try to get some people to go, oh, wow, and say this is what they used to do. So I'm disappointed at Mr. Mitchell. I'm going to have to speak to him about that.
Okay. Well, we're just having fun.
You call it having fun.
Yes.
But it's one guy embarrassing another guy talking about stuff. So believe me, I understand how that works. But very disappointed that he would say that, especially when it's not true. If something's true, then I can say, well, yeah, it might have been true. But, you know, I don't think they talk about you guys at WIP when you're in the bathroom doing that.
Well, I would have to push back on that. If that happened around here, it would be on the air in less than an hour. But all in good fun. I actually didn't think it was...
All in good fun, except for the guy you're trying to embarrass.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I got to understand who I'm dealing with, what the thing is. I mean, I would think with the Eagles having a playoff game coming up, they wouldn't be talking about guys in saunas. But anyway, I understand what I'm dealing with.
I don't even know where to go from here.
Yeah, Sean, I apologize. If you take offense to it,
I don't apologize. Listen,
no.
Thing you brought up, you wanted me to talk about that for 25 minutes and tell you more stuff. I understand how it works. It's all about ratings, but I hope you're not disappointed that I was never in a sauna with Richie ever. But if I had to trim my eyebrows here and there, maybe I did that.
Okay. No shame in that.
Can say that.
When we were talking about it, I said, I want to be groomed well. No shame in that. We just thought it was a funny story, and we're just calling to talk to you about it.
In all fairness, as I'm sitting here, the sauna thing, I never really actually had heard about until Freddie said that. But obviously, amongst your teammates, we knew that there's times that you groomed yourself in the bathroom. So that's...
Well, and again, here you are mentioning that. Why would that be something you would want to say out in public to tell people that on the radio? Explain that to me.
Well, I don't think Freddie meant anything by it when he brought it up, right?
Oh, absolutely he did. Absolutely. If you bring up something like that, you're absolutely looking for people to say, really, that guy did that?
So let me give you the full context of how he said it. So he
I guess we're going to talk about this.
No. I just want to give you the full context without even going into that. Freddie was more or less saying about having great teammates. And he said two of the teammates that when you were down and or you needed somebody to talk to or you needed a pick-me-up, somebody that would pick you up, he brought up John Ritchie and Sean Landetta. He brought you guys up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I certainly did try to do that, you know, being a veteran and older guy.
Yeah.
If I could ever.
And I think he threw the other thing in at the end of what he was really the real reason why he brought you up because he was talking about how great of a teammate you were and John Ritchie. So, and I think he threw that little anecdote in there at the end as a funny. But you know how, I mean, this is radio, so that became something that people were shocked by. And so I never thought that you would be offended by it or what have you. Or we wouldn't even brought you on because nobody wants to bring you on if something you're not comfortable with. So
well,
I just wanted to give you the full context of it.
Not that I'm offended, but, you know, you wish they would talk about you about other things.
Right.
Something
yep.
like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally understand that. That's why I said I think when Freddie brought you up, he was really talking about how great of a teammate you were and John Ritchie.
Yeah, Ike was saying what a great storyteller you were.
Yeah, and I was talking about. I used to love your New York Giants stories from the 80s. Like, you used to tell some great LT stories back then.
It was more...
Yeah, well, that was a great time to be playing in the league, and I was very lucky to be on a team with a lot of big stars and be around a lot of those people, and yeah, it was fun to share those stories with you guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we didn't think it was a big deal, which is why I said I wouldn't have called. If I felt like you would have taken it like this, I wouldn't have told Dan to reach out to you.
Actually, it's my fault because I probably, you know, I wanted to call in and talk about the, you know, the Eagles and the Packers, but I probably should have understood it because I was told before what it was going to be about. So that's my fault for even calling. But no worries, people. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Well, we got you here. We might as well talk about the Eagles and the Packers real quick.
I mean, that's all right. You didn't call me to talk about that. You called me to talk about the other stuff, and that's okay, brother. Right? All's good.
Well, I tell you. Okay.
It's been a weird 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, I told you. I knew this last half hour was going to be weird.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Again, I appreciate you calling in. Happy New Year, and God bless
you. No worries. We certainly hope the Eagles get a great win on Sunday.
All right, brother.
What an hour.
It's
what
always,
an unbelievable hour.
The 5 o'clock hour is always something else, man. I didn't even get to celebrate my
Yeah, your championship
fantasy win.
Or nothing, man.
That did not go smoothly.
No.
Well, at least you told him ahead of time, though.
I did. I wasn't trying to catch him off guard.
And truthfully, like, the reason I thought it was okay is because it was in the category of ha-ha, like, I would have joked about Jack or you in that same way.
Sure.
So I would, if I felt like it was embarrassing, I would have thought, but it was in the category of chuckle, not, in my opinion. He didn't take it that way, but in my opinion, that's how I thought.
And quite frankly, only thing that really matters is how he takes it.
Yes,
that's
I
the only thing that matters. A joke or a good time is not being had if that person is not feeling that. So
I totally agree.
So yeah, even I got taken aback, and that's why I was like, "Oh God, this is." First, I thought he was joking when he replied. Then I'm like, "No, he's serious."
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I apologize as well, Sean. Yeah. I can say I didn't. Hell, I do this every day. We tell stories from 20 years ago, and some of them are funny stories or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
And it wasn't yesterday, but yeah.
No, that's what I said, 20 years ago. Yeah, the 20 plus years ago.
Again, apologies to Sean,
yes.
And certainly was not the intention.
Nope.
Let's do a text line before we get out of here. Jack will be somewhere mad at me if we don't. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary, choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com. Buzz, if there's a text in there about this, we may want to skip it. Well, all right, you know, go ahead. Let's do it.
Text line.
I'll see Buzz in the parking lot. Chris in Pensauken.
He texted that now?
Well.
Yeah, okay. All right, what's that?
Can you please stop flicking them on the floor? Francisco's mom in Drexel Hill.
Yeah, he had no answer for that yesterday. When Francisco said he picks his nose regularly in public, I asked what he does with it. There was no answer, which is disgusting, which means it's going somewhere it shouldn't go. Ugh. All right, what's next?
Wrong cue card! Eagles PR to Nick Sirianni.
He's been pretty good on the concussion thing. I have to say, reads the cue cards great. There hasn't been anything else about the Jalen practice, has there?
No, he was the first. Elliot texted me. He was the first one out there at QB drills. Apparently, everything looked good. And guess tomorrow is just the final test.
All right, what's next?
We'd just like to poke around a little bit, if that's cool. The cops showing up at Broads' house.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I forgot about his call.
Yeah, but it has been quite a show. Oh, what's next?
I can tell you who doesn't have great hair. Sean Landetta.
Oh.
Freddie Mitchell in Florida.
Well, this will make it uncomfortable at the next alumni meeting,
yes,
I'll tell you that much.
Yes. I am sorry. I feel bad. All right. Coming up next is Broads.
Damn morning show.
Yes. We're just trying to. All right. Broads is next. Just Broads solo, right?
Just Broads solo.
Okay.
Show I imagine will be less awkward than this one.
Yeah, this hour has been something else. We will be back with you tomorrow. We do have a special guest tomorrow we're not allowed to announce, but a very special guest. So that is tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.